life just like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
Jetpacks for sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
A few years ago, a certain street in London, England, was considered to be the fashion center for new mod clothes ideas. Today, the leader in men's and women's fashions has arrived in San Francisco to establish his 15th store in California and his first in the Bay Area at 501 Pacific, Pacific and Montgomery, Jackson Square. It's Jeans West, with the newest and most exciting clothes ever. It's the fun place to drop by and get it on. Jeans West excitement is created by the row after row of one of the largest selections of Levi's Stay Press slacks in the flare styles. Jeans West guarantees they'll undersell everybody who say they are underselling everybody. In straight words, you can't beat the prices of Jeans West because they're the lowest. Jeans West, funny name for a guy, but a great place to get some of those famous Levi's Stay Press slacks. It's the red, white, and blue store in the corner of Pacific and Montgomery in San Francisco.
New store opening in San Rafael, 1444th Street, and they're planning a big opening on April 4th.
Fenway Park in Boston is a lyric little bandbox of a ballpark. Everything is painted green and seems in curiously sharp focus, like the inside of an old-fashioned peeping-type Easter egg. It was built in 1912 and rebuilt in 1934. and offers, as do most Boston artifacts, a compromise between man's Euclidean determinations and nature's beguiling irregularities. Its right field is one of the deepest in the American League, while its left field is the shortest. The high left field wall, 315 feet from home plate along the foul line, virtually thrusts its surface at right-handed hitters. On the afternoon of Wednesday, September 28th, I and 10,453 others had shown up primarily because this was the Red Sox last home game of the season, and therefore the last time in all eternity that their regular left fielder, known to the headlines as Ted, Kid, Splinter, Thumper, TW, and most cloyingly, Mr. Wonderful, would play in Boston. "What will we do without Ted?" Hub fans ask, ran the headline on a newspaper being read by a bulb-nosed cigar smoker a few rows away.
He was up second in the eighth. This was almost certainly his last time to come to the plate in Fenway Park, and instead of merely cheering, as we had at his three previous appearances, we stood, all of us, stood and applauded. Have you ever heard applause in a ballpark? Just applause, no calling, no whistling, just an ocean of hand claps, minute after minute, burst after burst, crowding and running together in continuous succession like the pushes of surf at the edge of the sand. There was not a boo in it. It seemed to renew itself out of a shifting set of memories as the kid, the Marine, the veteran of feuds and failures and injuries, the friend of children, and the enduring old pro evolved down the bright tunnel of 21 summers toward this moment. At last, the umpire signaled for Fisher to pitch. Fisher wound up, and the applause sank into a hush. Understand that we were a crowd of rational people. We knew that a home run cannot be produced at will. The right pitch must be perfectly met, and luck must ride with the ball. Three innings before, we had seen a brave effort fail. Nevertheless, there will always lurk, around a corner and a pocket of our knowledge of the odds, an indefensible hope. And this was one of the times which you now and then find in sports, when a density of expectation hangs in the air.
Fisher, after his unsettling wait, was wide with the first pitch. He put the second one over, and Williams swung mightily and missed. The crowd grunted, seeing that classic swing, so long and smooth and quick, exposed, naked in its failure. Fisher threw the third one. Williams swung again, and there it was. The ball climbed on a diagonal line into the vast volume of air over center field. It was in the books while it was still in the sky. Brandt ran back to the deepest corner of the outfield grass. The ball descended beyond his reach and struck in the crotch where the bullpen met the wall, bounced chunkily, and as far as I could see, vanished. Like a feather caught in a vortex, Williams ran around the square of bases at the center of our beseeching screaming. He ran as he always ran out home runs. Hurriedly, unsmiling, head down, as if our praise were a storm of rain to get out of. He didn't tip his cap. Though he thumped, wept, and chanted, "We want Ted," for minutes after he hid in the dugout, he did not come back. Our noise for some seconds passed beyond excitement into a kind of immense open anguish, a wailing, a cry to be saved. But immortality is non-transferable. The paper said the other players, and even the umpires on the field, begged him to come out and acknowledge us in some way. But he never had and did not now. Gods do not answer letters.
Because it's real, you think it's a joke. Because it's on your doorstep, you have to have a poke at someone. It's only a cliche because it's all true. Time after time it happens through and through to a new generation. You sit so smug in your elected seat. You got your papers sorted out but you can't find your feet. Well, I'm not surprised. Hey, mister, with your head in the clouds, you can't see further than your shillings and pounds. The things that you say don't mean nothing anymore. You have no control, they've broken down all the doors. And the only way that you'll fix them up is another war. If you think I'm gonna die in a financial war, you got to
like me. You juggle lives around with the stroke of a pen, but we paid to see that movie, now we won't pay again. The cost is too high. There, mister, your smile's been erased. You can't understand why we're losing face. Perhaps it's the promises that you never kept. Never had it so good, what do you wanna bet?
is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
City and burn it all down. summer comes along. Dear Lord, have I done so much wrong? How can I go on? Wonder what I did wrong. Can it be too much to ask? If the summer comes my way, will I find someone to take the place of free? Will I wait till the summer comes along? Dear Lord, tell me what did I do wrong? Can it be that you never wanted to break some poor mortal's heart? Let the winter roll along. I got nothing left but song.
Is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. the Jones. Just enough. She can push, she can shove, tell her just enough. It's just enough. It's just enough. Here she comes with the red dress on. Steve shoots out from the sprinkles on the lawn. As we rollin' on the concrete floor. The wind can't blow 'cause the sky's gone. The wind can't blow 'cause the sky's gone. Blow, 'cause the sky is gone. The wind can't blow, 'cause the sky is gone. Don't crush her, don't crush her. Deadly Jones, better get the car. She's a don't crush her, don't crush her. Deadly Jones, better get the car. She's a ouch. Hey, look out for them deadly Jones.
Supposed to grin, all you got to do is is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Thank you. Cause it's easier sometimes.